Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. I'm Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance, and thanks so much for tuning back in to another episode. This week, we're excited. We have Kim Caruso from Fleet Feet in Poughkeepsie, which is opening soon, and so she stopped by to tell us about the store, how excited they are, all the things they have coming up. So, Kim, welcome.
Thank you, Justin. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening.
So I promised Kim that I would not make fun of her the way I make fun of John on a regular basis. So we've got out. She's not really into soccer, so I can't pick on soccer. No Taylor Swift going on. Not so much into the jegging issue that John is into wearing, so we don't have any of that going on. Poor John's not even here to defend himself. But so Kim, give us a little bit of an idea. What sort of led you down this path of opening up a running store, and kind of how'd you get to where you are now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started running, I guess, a few years ago, probably 3 or 4 years ago. So I'm still a relatively new-ish runner. And just realized that there was a big void in this area and that we didn't have a run specialty resource. So I started kind of going down the path and thinking, how could I do this? But, you know, having not had a whole ton of retail experience and it being kind of a brand new venture, I was thinking, well, it would be great if I could find a franchise.
Yep.
So that was when I started looking into what the franchise options were. And really, there's one, which is Fleet Feet. So I got introduced to Fleet Feet and started traveling around and visiting their stores, and then started having conversations with the folks in corporate and basically just heading down the path of franchise, and the rest is history. So
that's great. Now, where are you coming from? What were you doing before this?
Yeah, so I have kind of an interesting background. I spent about 10 years in TV, so I did like kind of behind the scenes work.
We would have got like a camera and everything for this if I knew that, man.
No, so I did like research where I sat at a desk all day and like analyzed data, which was just so not me.
Okay.
But I suffered through 10 years of that, which was pretty painful.
Ooh, man.
And then I moved over into a sales development type role. So I started selling different forms of market research, basically.
Okay.
Calling on a lot of my old clients from the TV space.
Gotcha.
So I did that for about 8 or 9 years. And then, you know, it was great, but I realized I wanted to do something that I was passionate about, and I wanted to be excited every day coming to work. And for me, that's what Fleet Feet really is. It's really just, you know, something that I really think we can help a lot of people. I think we can motivate a lot of people. And I'm just super excited about the store.
That's great. So do you have an open date? What's the official date?
We do. We have a date, Thursday, May 18th. We will open officially for business. And then we're also planning a grand opening weekend celebration, which will be the first weekend in June. So that's
nice.
June 3rd and 4th. So we're going to have all sorts of in-store activities, giveaways, lots of giveaways. I've been badgering all my vendors for awesome free stuff.
It's all about the free stuff.
Exactly. It totally is. So we're going to have all sorts of cool stuff going on in store that weekend. So
that's great.
Mark your calendars.
Very cool. Yeah. So make sure to mark that down. We'll make sure to get that up on sort of our share that event through the Facebook page and all over through there. So now, as you've sort of gone into this, what's something that you kind of like didn't expect was involved in opening a store?
So there's been a lot of those things.
What's the biggest one?
You know, I think probably the biggest one is the behind the scenes type stuff, like the inventory management.
Okay.
And all that, everything that goes into just making sure that you have the right product in store. So I've been very fortunate. Number one, Fleet Feet has helped me tremendously with that, but it is definitely a job and a process.
Yeah.
And if I was opening Kim's running store, I would be completely overwhelmed.
Wow.
So luckily Fleet Feet's been providing a lot of support, and I also have my dad who's going to be helping out in that capacity. So, but
that's
I think
great.
For me, that's been kind of the biggest surprise is like, oh wow, there's 50 different vendors that we deal with.
Yeah.
And you know,
I could imagine. I mean, even if you just look at like, figure you're going to carry 4 different brands of shoes, and you're going to carry 5 different models and men's and women's, and then
there's sizing charts and
there's colors and multiplication becomes like not your best friend really quickly, I can imagine.
So that part has definitely been, I guess, a little bit overwhelming, but we're rocking on, we're getting through
nice.
It
nice yeah. That is very good. So when people come into the store, give everybody a little bit of idea sort of what the experience is, because most runners know the advantage of going to a specialty running store, getting fit for shoes and doing all that. But we haven't had one of those in the area for so long. So I think locally people are just kind of used to the random, like, hey, let me buy 5 pairs of shoes from the internet and hope that one of them fits, right, and then I'll just send the rest back. So what's sort of the open the door, walk in the door experience coming into the store?
Sure, absolutely. So we have a fit process that we can take customers through if they're interested. So basically we're taking a series of different foot measurements, a weighted and an unweighted measurement.
Any points for smell?
Yeah, and you know, we're looking at their feet pretty closely to see if there's any areas that we should be aware of, bunions or, you know, things that are noticeable, mm-hmm, black toes, things that runners are obviously familiar, yep, with. And then the next thing is, you know, we have an in-depth discussion with them. We want to know kind of what they're planning to do with the shoes. Are they running? Are they walking? Are they taking exercise classes? Are they going to Zumba? Or are they just a nurse who stands on their feet all day? Mm-hmm. So we want to collect information, basically. And then we do a gait analysis. So that involves watching the customer either walk or run so we can see kind of what goes on with their feet, what the different patterns are, and that enables us to make a shoe recommendation. Really the goal is, you know, we want to make sure that everybody is in a shoe that's working with them, not against them.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so that's kind of the process. We're going to have 8 different brands in store.
Oh, nice. What brands are you guys going to have?
So to start, we've got Nike, Asics, New Balance, Saucony, Brooks, Hoka, Mizuno, and On.
That's pretty good. And just so everybody realized, she did that off the top of her head. No list in front of her.
I have nothing. So those are the brands we're starting with. We're looking to bring in some additional brands down the road, obviously. But I think that's a good starting assortment for,
yeah,
sure.
That's
and great. Then obviously, you know, within each brand, there's stability shoes and there's neutral shoes. And, you know, there's kind of a wide range of, you know, from high cushion to low cushion, you know, as you move down towards minimalist type shoes. So we'll have a good assortment. And, you know, really the goal is everybody that comes in will be able to put them in a shoe that is going to work with them.
That's great. Now, one thing you kind of brought up as you were talking there that I, you know, didn't even really think of, but this is way more than just for runners.
Yes.
Getting fit for shoes. I mean, people spend, lots of people spend all day on their feet moving around, whether they're a chef or a nurse or, you know, a PT or anybody, you know.
Sure.
So the, you know, the non-runners can be helped from this process just as much as a runner or someone looking to get into running.
Absolutely. I say that all the time, where obviously fleet feet is a dream come true for runners.
Right.
You know, runners get it very quickly.
Yeah, it's
like,
easy.
Yes, I want to make sure I'm running in the right shoe. I've had this injury or that injury or this ache or pain, and, you know, I want to make sure that my shoes are supporting what my body needs. But we really want to help everyone, you know, and go beyond runners. So, you know, everyone from casual walkers, you know, and like you mentioned, just people who are on their feet all day. It's really important that you have the right shoe and the right support. And, you know, especially if you have any kind of issues, any kind of back pain or plantar fasciitis or anything that you're dealing with, you know, footwear can really make a difference.
Makes a huge difference. You realize how much time you spend walking around up on your feet,
right,
doing things. And, you know, I'm always amazed people come in the clinic and sort of, you know, oh, I've got really bad knee pain. And you're like, all right, when's the last, does it matter what shoes you wear? And then they kind of look at me and think like, well, I only have this one pair. I'm like, all right, how old are they? 10, 12 years old. And you're like, all right, well, let's start with getting some new shoes,
right,
here.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
No injury or anything like that. You're really just overworking yourself.
Right,
makes
right.
a difference.
A lot of times, yeah, I mean, that's always a really good starting point with anyone who's experiencing any kind of discomfort, is to make sure, number one, that they're in a good shoe, and, you know, not a shoe that's 5
right.
or 10 years old, and that it's a good shoe for their specific needs. And then obviously beyond that, that's where you can help them
right.
in terms of injuries and pains
yeah.
and all that.
Now, what do you guys have planned as far as like group runs, group activities, events from the store, stuff
yeah,
like that?
We're looking to do lots of that. So we are in the process right now of planning some fun runs.
Nice.
Some of those are going to leave from the store.
Okay.
My team is actually hitting the road on Monday. We're all going running and
okay.
mapping out some trails. So that's
nice.
Very exciting. And then some of those will leave from other places. We're looking to do some partnerships with local restaurants where we can, you know, leave from a particular location and then end our run there and maybe go in and have a cocktail or some food.
Runners are known for enjoying their cocktail post-run.
So I think that'll be very cool. And then our training programs are actually going to kick off the end of June.
Okay.
So we're going to be starting with a half marathon training program that's going to lead up to the Dutchess County Classic.
Nice.
So that is very exciting. And then we've also got a couple other things in the works, the 5K training program. And then really we're just going to see kind of what the demand is, what the needs are, what people are interested in. You know, if there's interest in a marathon training program, we can certainly go down that path. But we're just going to kind of gauge and see what folks are interested in.
Nice. That is great. All right. So we are approaching, or we've actually already hit our promised 10-minute mark here.
Okay.
So really quick, give everybody an idea of where the best place to find you is online and where the store is going to be and everything like that. And throw those dates at us one more time. And then we will see everybody at the opening celebration.
Perfect. So we're opening, as I said, Thursday, May 18th, 10 o'clock. It would be really cool if there's a line at the door. I mean, no pressure or anything.
All right, that's it.
That would be kind of cool.
Okay.
We're located.
So take off the 18th. No working on the 18th.
Yeah, you just let your boss know that there's important things going on in the community. It's a community event. That's all. So we're located at the Shops at South Hills, very close to the Orange Theory space.
Gotcha.
So everybody can find us pretty easily. We have a corner spot. It's pretty predominant, so you should be able to find us. And definitely follow along on our Facebook page. That's where most of the information is for upcoming events, our store opening. I've been posting pictures of the space. We've got some drawings going on. If you sign up for our newsletter list, we're picking winners each week for shirts. Actually, Justin, you were the week one winner.
I got a shirt.
That's how Justin and I became friends.
That's it. Thanks to Owen, who's hiding quietly over there, for picking my name out.
Yes, we have a very helpful assistant who picks those names each week and usually mispronounces the names. So it can be very entertaining.
That's it.
So definitely follow along on our Facebook page. Our website is fleetfeetpoughkeepsie.com. You can sign up for our newsletter there. There's also, you can actually shop online and just additional information about the store and about me and all that good stuff.
Sounds great. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a lot of fun to kind of learn about the process and all the backstory going on here. And we look forward to seeing everybody at the opening. That is all for today. Thank you so much for tuning in again to Fitness with Feldman. As always, you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, all those other crazy places the podcasts seem to end up, but I don't really know how they get there. And we'll see you right back here next week for another episode.